This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
House vote on Capitol Attack Commission.
It's unbelievable that this couldn't have been unanimous.
The children of Gaza.
I'm only 10. I want to feel safe.
Ex-cops charged in dementia patient arrest.
Excessive force in the arrest of Ms. Gardner.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup, voting in the same chamber that was under siege by a pro-Trump mob 4.5 months ago. Members of the House voted to form an independent bipartisan commission to investigate what happened. CBS's Nicole Killian says it got Republican support, but most members of the GOP came out against it, and it faces an uncertain future in the Senate.
The 10-member panel would be equally divided between appointed Democrats and Republicans with subpoena power to examine the root causes of the Capitol attack, a framework agreed to by the top Republican on the House Homeland Security Committee.
This is about facts. It's not partisan politics.
Still, 175 Republicans voted against the commission.
We have people scaling the Capitol, hitting the Capitol Police with lead pipes, and we can't get bipartisanship.
The bill now faces an uphill battle in the Senate, where Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell echoed House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy in opposing the commission, despite being involved in the negotiations.
House Democrats have handled this proposal in partisan bad faith.
Democrats have to convince at least 10 Republicans to sign on, with some already calling for changes.
After a House vote yesterday, a bill is now set for President Biden to sign that's aimed at combating a surge of discrimination against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
This will provide more resources to help curb the number of anti-Asian hate incidents, starting with a new position at the Department of Justice to help expedite the handling of allegations of hate crimes. It will also direct the DOJ and Health and Human Services Secretary to work with various organizations to help victims report incidents and raise public awareness. The law would provide grants to train local law enforcement to identify hate crimes, and for states to help set up reporting hotlines.
Now to the Middle East. Jerusalem correspondent Robert Berger has the latest on the deadly fighting between Israel and Hamas.
Israel pounded Gaza with airstrikes as Palestinian militants fired rockets across the border, but the fighting is less intense than before. Hamas says it expects a ceasefire in the next 2 days, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will keep fighting until calm and security are restored. For more on the growing humanitarian crisis, here's CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab.
Since fighting began, more than 75,000 Palestinians have been displaced across Gaza, and it's kids who suffer the most. We talked to two 10-year-olds about what they're experiencing, one Israeli and one Palestinian. Nadine Abdeltaif has become the face of Gaza's children.
I'm only 10.
After going viral in this video posted online. CBS News met Nadine near her neighborhood, which is now in ruins.
I want to feel safe for like one day at least. I never feel safe in my own home.
What's it like in your house?
It's very scary.
Renana Botzer-Swiza lives in southern Israel, just a few miles away from Gaza. She gets scared every time Hamas rockets are fired near her home. She says she knows what she experiences is nothing compared to what Nadine does. And when we asked her what she'd say to her if they were to ever meet,
I just hug her and tell her I know what you feel.
Well, millions of people in the south remain under flash flood watches. Several days of heavy rain has caused a lot of misery in several states. CBS's Janet Shamlian says for some people it means starting all over.
Across the south, businesses lost, homes destroyed, cars wrecked and abandoned. and lives lost.
You can't believe it. And sometimes you ask, why us? Why God us?
This family north of Dallas gutting their three-year-old home after it was hit by lightning, adding to the misery. The house is now soaked from water damage.
I was running around the house trying to think of what was most important.
In Louisiana, Danielle Thomas's friends carried out furniture and personal belongings destroyed by flooding as she worked to salvage what's priceless.
I'm working with essentially just kind of family heirloom type stuff.
Two former police officers are now facing charges after this arrest last year in Loveland, Colorado.
Come on.
I'm going home.
Right now you're resisting, which is not going to fly with me.
In the encounter, Karen Garner, a 73-year-old woman with dementia, was pushed to the ground after she left a store without paying for items worth about $14. Garner's daughter says it's been a traumatic time.
There's a whole list of charges that they could have put against these officers, and they just put a few.
In all, three officers resigned after a public outcry over the arrest, and one faces the most serious charge, second-degree assault. The family has filed a federal lawsuit. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she'll only grant one-on-one interviews to mark 2 years in office to journalists of color. Lightfoot, who is black, says she has been struck by what she termed the overwhelmingly white press corps in the city. Well, the government has updated its citizenship policy for some children born overseas. CBS's Monica Ricks.
The State Department will now approve citizenship for children born outside of the U.S. via in vitro fertilization, surrogacy, or other assisted reproductive means. The previous policy denied citizenship unless those children had genetic ties to their parent. This clears the path for modern families, including same-sex or heterosexual partners and single parents, to bring babies home if they're born in another country.
The European Space Agency says the world's largest iceberg has broken off from an ice shelf in Antarctica. It's described as the shape of Manhattan, but more than 70 times larger. Well, in Major League Baseball, what was once unique is getting a bit routine.
Hit on the ground to second. Torres throws to first. In time, Corey Kluber has pitched a no-hitter.
No-hitter number six of the baseball season. This one tossed by Yankees righty Corey Kluber in a 2-0 win over Texas on WFAN. A new report is something to think about for drivers and people on foot.
Even with far fewer drivers on the road due to the pandemic, the number of pedestrian deaths jumped 5% last year. A dangerous trend, says Pam Fisher of the Governor's Highway Safety Association.
We've really seen how increased reckless driving has negatively impacted pedestrian safety throughout the pandemic and throughout all of 2020.
Fisher calling for improved highways and better enforcement of traffic laws. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Amazon says it's going to extend a company ban on police use of its face recognition technology. A year ago, the company imposed a one-year ban over concerns it could incorrectly identify people with darker skin. Seven states have imposed restrictions on government use of that technology. Others are considering it. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.